welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is Rob Bonham, market leader for BDO Digital at BDO USA. And Rob is here with us over the next couple of episodes in a mini-series that is dedicated to exploring the fundamentals of demand generation and building a successful strategy to grow your business. So in this first episode, we're going to talk about demand creation and its role in the revenue generation and how to scale it. And I'm sure it's a hot topic, because who doesn't want to talk about creating demand? Welcome back, Rob.
Thanks, Natalie. Good to be back.
Rob, so for our listeners that perhaps did not catch the last time you were on, the last time we talked about this, what are the fundamentals for a strong demand creation engine?
Great question. And as we've talked about in the past, it's a good place for everybody to start, whether you've listened to this before and need a refresher or this is your first time listening to us. Start with determining who your ideal customer is. You might hear us, if you work with BDO, talk about ideal customer profile. You know, that's the person or people that you think are your best customers. So start with that very basic part of creating demand. And from there, you can start to determine how they find you. And that's critical because, all of us are consumers. And these days, we typically look online to determine what we want to buy and where we want to buy it. So you want to know where those people are coming from before they ever get to you. So that could be the web, could be word of mouth, it could be events, any number of things, but that's the best place to start.
So I agree with you completely. And you know what? It's so interesting how we are slowly pivoting, or at least maybe it's just me, but I'm guessing probably not, are really pivoting away from doing our first round of shopping and looking in a brick and mortar and really doing a lot of that research online. And that's probably where you want to capture your audience. So thinking about this demand creation, and I agree with you, it really is all about understanding who your customer base is. What do you think are some of the challenges that companies face with when thinking about demand creation? And then, of course, everybody's favorite topic these days is how does or does it AI play into this?
Well, it certainly does. And just to dovetail on your question there, I think, when you're starting off, thinking about how do you create demand for your company or your product, one of the areas is content. AI has a lot to do with content these days, but you have to have a strategy around that content, and you want to make sure that it coincides with what your channel strategy is. And by channel, I mean, web, on the store floor, on television, whatever your strategy is for that channel needs to coincide with the content you have. So that's important to know. The other thing that is new from the last time we talked, Natalie, about creating demand is that a lot of companies these days are using bots inside their websites to help direct customers or prospects to wherever they're looking to go. And so the use of bots, and again, this is a chatbot is artificial intelligence. So the use of a bot in and of itself is not a problem, okay? But what you need to be sure of is that the data that a bot captures or the bot is directing a prospect to another page where they're capturing information and data, that's where it can become problematic. And by that, I mean, you've got to be very careful that the information that you're capturing doesn't fall into privacy restrictions and governance, depending upon whether you're here in North America or in particular, if you're in Europe, you've got to be very conscious of that. So again, the use of AI is really important. We're going to talk a lot about that, but the data that you capture, make sure that you're talking to, you know, if you don't have a compliance officer inside, there's companies that can provide that information for you.
Absolutely. So we actually have a whole episode out on data privacy, specifically geared towards cookies, towards the U.S. versus the EU, and how does that work with the digital content? So hopefully our listeners are hearing that as well. So I am all in on bots and AI, and I'm sure you've seen this. There's a lot of different types of sophistication related to bots and AI, and some bots it's almost like taking your the menu on the phone and creating that into a bot. Like it doesn't allow for you to ask a free-form question.
Right.
And I'm guessing those are probably the more sophisticated bots. But having said all that, right, so we have sophisticated bots, we have unsophisticated bots, and this whole idea of demand creation, you know, how do companies scale their demand creation efforts?
Yeah, that's for those that listened to our three episodes last year, you heard me harp on data. And you know, to scale your demand creation efforts, you need to know your data, and you need to use it purposefully. Okay, so what do I mean by that? I mean triggered communications. You'll hear us talk about right message at the right time with the right message. Social media listening is new and really important, and how you engage on social media is important. If you're using email as one of your tactics, that's really important, along with influencer engagement. So, you know, those are kind of the things that I like to talk to our clients about, really digging in and focusing on. But it's all going to come back to the data. And we were talking about AI. AI is only as good as the data that you have. So make sure that you know, that's clean and in some kind of volume, if you will, in order to make your AI most effective.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Rob. And we look forward to continuing the discussion with you in our next episode. And if you have any questions about what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And we'll see you next week.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.